What's up, guys? Hope this message finds you well. I had a lot of fun recording this episode with Brittany Kolbeck, one of my dearest friends. She was actually one of the first people I've met after I relocated from Dallas to Frisco here up north. She's just a fantastic all-around human being, serves as a vice president for Republic Title, one of the local title businesses. She's a community servant, the only woman that serves on the Frisco's Planning and Zoning Commission, and we'll dive into her work on that commission and much more, and hope you guys love this episode as much as I do. Cheers.
This is the Tomas Show, your source for personal and professional development.
I'm very excited to have today one of my dearest friends, one of the first people that I have met when I have relocated to Frisco back in 2016 from Dallas. And she really became someone that, you know, I can rely upon. She's not only a great friend, but most important, she has an amazing family. Mm-hmm. And she's, you know, up and rising, or I think already established, very profilic figure in the city of Frisco. Mm-hmm. She will never give herself credit, but I will. Brittany Kolbeck, welcome.
Thank you, Tomas. I appreciate that. That's sweet.
Brittany and I, again, it's been a long journey. I feel like we've known each other for like 10 years.
I think you're right. You're an easy person to get to know.
Oh, really?
So that's part of it.
So it's, you know, I remember the first time we connected. I think we had coffee.
Mm-hmm. I was late.
Yeah, well, that was at Nerdvana, I think,
Nerdvana.
In Frisco. Yes. We both are fortunate, you know, to work in this city. And I remember connecting with Brittany, and I was just like, wow, this lady is, you know, so genuine and so down, so chill and down to earth. Very about her business. So when she wants to have fun, she has fun. But when it's business, it's business. So I've always very much respected you, not only for that balanced commitment to your craft, but also, you know, as I got a chance to get to know your family and Eric and your beautiful daughters. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, my life has progressed, you know, got married recently. I feel like we are just, our friendship is only growing from here. So, mm-hmm. So I'm just, you know, again, grateful. I wanted to say that at the beginning, because mm-hmm. I think that's important to say, and it's very rare that you say anything about what you do. So
that means a lot to me, Tomas. Thank you. That's humbling. And again, that carries a lot of weight. So thank you.
And I always, when people ask me about Brittany, I'm like, yeah, she's going places. I'm not sure where yet, but, you know, she has so much stuff going on. I have a hard time keeping up with her. It's like, you know, it's not only, you know, raising kids, two beautiful daughters, but, you know, doing so much stuff in the business field. You work for Republic Title, mm-hmm. But also, you know, she's a graduate of Leadership Frisco. Mm-hmm. She works on
Class 21.
Class 21.
The best class ever.
Apparently, yeah. That's a lot of people say that. You know. I would wonder what Class 20 said or 19. But, you know, Planning and Zoning Commission, obviously, you know, member, which is very, very interesting. And I want to dive in then too. So, so to begin kind of your journey, you know, tell everyone, you know, your I know, humble beginnings. How did you get to Frisco? You know, and we'll start from there.
Sure. So I was raised in Plano. My dad actually lives at the same house that I came home to as a baby. That's pretty wild. So grew up in Plano and had an opportunity when I was, well, really 20 years old to come to Frisco and take this job at a company that did this thing called Title. And that's how it all started. And I was a receptionist at the time and fell in love with the industry because the key thing it's about is people. And I love people. So it just was a good fit for my personality. It's a high detail job, mm-hmm. and sometimes high stress. Mm-hmm. And I think I can, for the most part, navigate through that pretty well. So it was a good fit. And so in a short amount of time, I worked my way up to becoming an escrow assistant and eventually a closer. Mm-hmm. And at the time was the company's youngest escrow officer. And that was hard because it's, you know, you're dealing with large transactions. You're trying to convince clients to trust you with their business. And they look at age and immediately think that is indicative of how well you're going to handle something. Mm-hmm. So I had to really fight that battle of, yes, I may be young, but I'm going to work crazy hard and I'm going to be super professional and I'm going to try to make sure I put my whole heart and soul in this and the age factor won't matter. It's that I'm going to do an excellent job. And so I did that for several years. And then I ended up taking a little hiatus after my second child, Ava, was born. Mm-hmm. And just took a little retirement from everything. Just
for sure.
Focused on
motherhood. Yeah.
Motherhood. Mm-hmm. And so we had a fun time. We ended up homeschooling for a period of time, which I know that sounds mm-hmm. crazy to a lot of people. But we did that. That allowed my youngest to pursue soccer in a very serious and passionate way. Mm-hmm. And my oldest to Caroline to develop she started a cake business when she was 14 years old. And so at the time, homeschooling allowed some freedoms where they could pursue what they loved and mm-hmm. really have the time and dedication to excel in those areas. And so that was good. And then, you know, time flies and they get older. And next thing you know, an opportunity happened again for me to hop back in the workforce and be back in title because yeah. once you get in, you don't get out.
Really?
No, a lot of the real estate industry, when people love it, mm-hmm. you just see that they stick with it. And so I ended up coming back in at the end of 2015 and I've totally enjoyed it. And like you had said, I'm with Republic Title now and back in the saddle closing. And that's kind of my title story.
Title story. So tell everyone, you know, I obviously, as I got into the, you know, kind of financial services space and relationship building, I think, you know, we all have that in common, that it's truly, you know, a people business, mm-hmm. You know, and there's a lot of us out there. There's a lot of, you know, financial services professionals. There's a lot of commercial real estate professionals, representing tenants, looking for office space, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And there are also a lot of title folks, you know. So mm-hmm. what's so characteristic, you know, about a title business? What's so relevant, you know, because many, you know, I go to SMU sometimes and mm-hmm. try to talk to a student, as a matter of fact, yesterday via phone, and he was trying to get some guidance. He said, I have a degree in finance and accounting, you know, and he was asking me what he should do for his career. And I'm like, well, you know, it's a lot of it. It depends obviously on your strengths, kind of obviously what interests you, et cetera, what spikes that level of passion and maybe desire to do something. But why should one pursue the career in the title business?
That's a great question. As I said earlier, it's all about people. So in Texas, the Texas Department of Insurance regulates title insurance premium. Mm-hmm. So no matter where you close, all of the title premiums are the exact same. So what's going to set a title office apart from another title company is really the customer service. And I see that a lot of really what makes us set apart is we have an office of very driven, expert level closers mm-hmm. and assistants and staff that just plain care. And you just can't train someone to care. That's either in them or it's not. And so that's something that I see is, especially if somebody is very high detail or enjoys, as I mentioned, a little bit of stress, mm-hmm. But feels that they can kind of keep calm under pressure. And if they love people, then I think the title industry is a key place to be. It's also predominantly mm-hmm. women that work in the title industry. So for me personally, as I mentioned earlier, I was sure. young, mm-hmm. but also being a woman, it was a great opportunity for sky's the limit. If mm-hmm. if you want to, in the title industry, be a receptionist and a career front desk person, that's there. Or if you want to work all the way up to being a closer or being at the corporate office or handling director of operations, that opportunity is there. So I love it that it's very pro-women and, again, not really, not a lot of corporate ceilings, so to speak.
For sure. And I've noticed that there's certainly a lot of women out there pursuing a career in the title business, and they're very successful doing so, very tenured as well. So if there was a kind of trajectory in terms of a choice, what can you do? I know it is my understanding you can become probably a salesperson, you can become an escrow officer. What else, you know, what are the other options perhaps, and why should one be, you know, X, Y, or Z?
Sure. So in my office, again, we being more operations, we do have front desk who she's amazing, by the way. And we have escrow assistants and we have a funding team and we have, I have two amazing sales reps, which I did give shouts out to women, but we do have two amazing men who also work in our office. So, but anyway, with that, and then of course we have escrow officers and that is kind of what makes up the individual office. But there are so many behind the scenes with our corporate office. And that includes obviously HR and director of operations. And we have a creative marketing team. We have a homeowners association team that only handles all of the orders with resale certificates and homeowners associations. We have a department that handles all of the research of the title, and those people are brilliant because they're looking at documents that sometimes go back to the 1800s to figure out title ownership to make sure everything is clear. So we have attorneys that make sure everything is legal and right.
For sure.
And so we have lots of different departments. So again, outside of our individual office in Frisco, there's so many other opportunities, even at corporate, for people with all sorts of different skill sets to work in the title industry.
No, that's fantastic. I feel like, you know, the more I remember I was exposed to the title businesses very early, was fortunate to meet some folks, and it was always very appealing as a really a potential for a great career. So I think, I mean, between the two of us, definitely would encourage to look into it for those folks graduating or perhaps even just to test, like, hey, do I like this? Do I not? You can always explore, find out if this is something that you want to do. You know, so let's talk about where do you think this is heading? You know, I think every single career has this trajectory perhaps where like, okay, you're obviously, you know, I think, I don't know what's the trajectory. You're vice president, right? Escrow officer. So what's next on the path of growth? Can one become, I guess, do you run your own office or do you open your own office? How does that work?
That's a good question. So with what we do at Republic, we wouldn't necessarily own our own office, but there are title companies that have what's called a fee attorney office, where if you're an attorney in the state of Texas, then you can have your own office, so to speak, use another title underwriter to underwrite all the policies, and then be an entrepreneur of sorts and start your own office. Republic Title is more on the corporate side of it, even though it is more locally owned, locally based, a subsidiary of a larger underwriter. We're still right here in the DFW area. And so everything that we do is more corporate base. So trajectory for me. So that's a great question that I don't have an answer to except for this. Everything that I try to do, I try to do with right now as my mindset.
For sure.
Where can I, how can I be present right now? How can I excel right now? And a lot of times, even when I think ahead, like, oh, I hope this leads to this. Sometimes then I might end up disappointed if it doesn't. But then another door will open that I never anticipated just because I was present there. And so your question's good. I don't have,
you don't have a clear
answer other than this is where I am right now and I enjoy it and I love it. And I'm just pressing in where I am.
No, I got you. I think, you know, I wonder because I'm a little bit of a planner. I like to live here and now as well, because I think it's important to just enjoy the moment and focus on the present. However, I always kind of look ahead, like, okay, where is this headed? What's the trajectory? So, but everybody is different. So I certainly admire that, and I think it's a great organization that you're part of. I think you guys are Just expanded to Prosper.
We did, and they're about to celebrate their 1 year anniversary.
1 year anniversary. Time so, so flies. Yeah. So it seems like you guys are, you know, doing some great work here in Collin County,
mm-hmm.
and you know, in north from there. So, I mean, I don't want to jinx it or plan it, but like if Brittany gets on like city council or maybe higher, I mean, I don't know. I'm obviously being sarcastic here, but. I feel like you have this, not only you have you're very professional, you have a great personality, very great with people, very genuine. And you know, a lot of that, when people, you know, Frisco is a very, it's an amazing community, mm-hmm. but it's a very privileged community. And I feel like a lot of folks, once they rise to this level of success, sometimes that kind of goes over perhaps. Mm. You know, sometimes it gets to their heads, mm-hmm. and I feel like it varies. Obviously, it's not everyone, but with you, I just never seen this.
Mm.
I've seen always this person that you know had the best interest of their organization, their team, the community. So you know, just don't forget about us little people.
Oh goodness gracious!
When are you?
I love the pun, the little people.
So no. It's seriously. I have this feeling that you know. I don't know. It's on the horizon, but we're going to patiently mm-hmm. wait and see, you know, what's going to happen for you. I'm excited for your professional future.
Mm,
you know, your daughters, one plays soccer, one is a freaking cake master. I'm like, what a parental example from you and Ashley. Like, hold on. Like, can we even, you know, get close to that? Because it's you. What's the Instagram hashtag?
For Caroline?
Yes.
It's Caroline's Cakery.
Caroline's Cakery. If you're not following this, or if you have not ordered a cake from Caroline's Cakery, I think you're making a big mistake. So
she's very gifted. She's off at Baylor.
She is.
And so she doesn't have as much free time, of course, being at school to make cakes right now. And now she's pursuing a finance degree.
Yes.
So back to when you asked trajectory, right?
Yeah.
When she went off to Baylor, it was all about, I'm going to do
this.
Business entrepreneurship and we're going to take my cake business to the next level.
Yeah.
But again, sometimes other doors open and she's in the business school, which is super, a very difficult school.
Mm-hmm.
Baylor's business school is rated top 10 in the nation. And she says, Mom, I'm really good with numbers. I think I might end up getting a finance degree. And so who knows where this will take her, if she's going to do something completely different or if it'll all, you know, mesh back together
for sure.
With cakes.
But no, but talking about, you know, a passion or something even to do as a young person, and she has developed mm-hmm. this, I think she's just gifted. She has an amazing, I mean, her cakes, I'm like, I can't even get this in the store. Like, obviously her availability now is limited, but you know, because she's in college full time, but definitely something to consider. Your younger mm-hmm. one plays soccer, right?
Yes. She's a soccer player, and she's committed to play at Baylor when she graduates high school.
Scholarship?
So, mm-hmm.
You didn't very tell me. Thankful. You didn't say anything?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Look, mm-hmm. I mean, again, it's, you know, just the Colbert household over here, you know. Making cakes, you know, we will need to go check out a game. No, seriously, that's fantastic. I feel like, you know, you've always done an amazing job, you know, with the girls. Not only they have these amazing passions, but, you know, their head is, you know, in the right place in terms of, you know, getting their degree. And so you have a very, very accomplished household.
Well, thank you. And we also have an amazing leader, Eric.
Yes. Shout out
to
Eric.
He's very driven and leads well. He is a very fun dad.
Expert in karaoke. Which is
Eric might have been in a band in his glory days. And again, kind of like Tidal, you can't get out of it. He just can't get the 80s music out of him.
So,
if there's a microphone, he's singing some song.
Yes. If somebody is out there challenging or likes to karaoke, you probably want to challenge Eric. And I would want to see this, actually. He's a great singer.
He lights up the stage.
So great family.
Thank
you. You're a great businesswoman, obviously. Let's talk about a little bit, you know, your journey through Planning and Zoning Commission. That's mm-hmm. something that is very intriguing. You know, for many people, you know, it's a service. You work for the city. You know, can you talk about how this all came about? You know, because obviously you're very community driven But how did you end up on the Planning and Zoning Commission for Frisco, and how significant is that role?
Sure. So everything really started with Leadership Frisco. You encouraged me to apply. Eric, my husband, encouraged me to apply.
Yes.
And Kylie, one of my sales reps, encouraged me to apply. And it all happened in a short amount of time. And it was all three of you. And I thought, I probably should apply. Not thinking that I would be accepted the first time around.
Sure,
I knew it was a difficult selection process. But that opened up my eyes to all the different aspects of the city. And so with Leadership Frisco, it's run by the Chamber of Commerce.
Correct.
I know
yes.
you know, but I'm saying this for the listeners. And once a month on a Friday, you spend the whole day looking at different aspects of the city. So you'll have Community Service Day. So all the different, you know, Samaritan's Inn and Treasured Vessels and Frisco Food Pantry, Frisco Fast Packs, all the different Collin County focused charity organizations will come and speak to you so that you can see what needs they have and where you might want to plug in and serve. And so then there's City Safety Day, where you spend a whole day with the fire department, with the police department. And then for me, on the City Service Day, where we got to sit down with City Council, that's where I saw a mock PNZ session.
I see.
We got to spend time with George Purifoy. So
city manager. It's very tenured. Shout out to Mr. Purifoy as well.
It was, I think really there wasn't a dry eye in the room, including the men in my class, because he is just such a humble man that's so wise and has such a heart for others and doing things well and not wanting to take any credit for it. And he was just super inspiring.
He is so under, like, I've always admired Mr. Purifoy. I've got a chance to get to know him. Now, we don't have a significant relationship by any means.
He's listening right now.
Professionally,
I'm sure.
Well, I hope so. But
he follows the Tomas Show.
You know, he just stays very, very much under the radar. But what, obviously, as a city manager, works with you know, Mayor Cheney and the previous mayors for their tenures when they were serving for the city, the council, and then participates obviously in every critical decision. So I've always admired very much, you know, his work and what he does.
Agreed. Agreed. So yeah, so that was City Government Day. I think I said City Service. I meant to say City Government. So towards the end, we got to watch a mock planning and zoning session. So there was kind of a hot topic application that had come over
for
PNZ several months before. So what they did was they, in essence, acted it out again, just kind of went through how they made their decision and even had the applicant there and a homeowner that had spoken, you know, originally when the real case was before PNZ against the case. So everybody was in front of us and in essence showing us how it looked back then. And I was sitting there the whole time and I just thought, I like this. And maybe that's strange, but that's kind of what, you know, got my attention. And John Lettler is Director of Development Services. He spoke a little bit and just had utmost respect for him. He's been with the city of Frisco for a super long time. He was with the city of Plano before, very respected nationally, even, but for what he does for our city. And so there was just something that I think just sparked in my mind where I went, this sounds like something I'm interested in. And so with Leadership Frisco, you'll have different advisory council that go with you each time.
For sure.
And they were previous graduates. And so one of them asked me, he was like, so what did you enjoy today? And I said, the PNZ case. And he said, that's strange. And I said, I think I'm interested in that. And he said, well, if you're interested in it, that's exactly where you're supposed to be, because you don't hear a lot of people say, I want to be on PNZ.
I
started delving in. I started watching several of the previous ones, especially things that might have been contentious. And I started attending PNZ sessions. And then I ended up meeting with each of the city council members just to ask their take on it, if they thought that I would be a good fit for this or other ways that I could grow to prepare for this role if I were to be selected. Again, it was a big if, just kind of like the Leadership Frisco application.
For sure.
And so I applied and it worked out and I've truly enjoyed it.
That is crazy. So you know, I've always been curious, you know, how, because there's so many different roles. Obviously, there's mayor and city council, but there's so many, as you learn about how the city works, you know, different kind of departments or groups that support the holistic work of the city. So can you share a little bit about what are the P&Z's response? Many, especially kids in college.
Sure.
I didn't know what Planning and Zoning Commission is. What are some of the responsibilities? What are, you know, some of the typical cases that you guys have to look for and work on?
Sure. So there are seven of us on the P&Z Commission. Our chair is Rob Cox. And then there's six other commissioners. And again, we meet the second and fourth Tuesday of every month. It is open to the public.
Yes.
We meet the opposite Tuesday of city council meetings at City Hall. And we're also live streamed. So if anyone can't attend, but they have, I just had recently a resident that was very involved in a particular case that was in front of us, but they had a conflict and couldn't be there. And he said, I'll be watching. So he was just curious to see how it would all play out. And so the main thing we do is we get the submissions, the applications that are submitted to city staff for them to review, whether that's a site plan or it could be a zoning request to change the zoning. Staff then works with the applicant and then they prepare a package that goes before us. We see everything the Friday before our Tuesday meeting. So we get a few days to research, especially if something is super involved. I might end up driving over to the property or looking at maps, trying to figure out what all is around the area. Just kind of see how the vision is of the applicant and how that would fit in with the overall
landscape
benefit of the city. And so then we meet on Tuesdays and then we vote. And so how we vote is really saying, yes, we approve this to go to city council for them to make a final decision. So really they are recommendations to city council. And then city council has the final say, yes or no, on the items that we saw previously.
And can you talk about a little bit kind of, you know, what you like the most about the role and then some of the challenges perhaps that you bring or some of the lessons that you've already encountered?
So a few things that come to mind are, number one, again, John Lettler, who's fantastic to be around, to glean from, again, a wise and humble person. He also doesn't want the spotlight on him, just like we were talking about George Purefoy. But a very smart decision maker. So getting to work alongside him is fantastic. The six gentlemen that I'm the only female on P&Z, the six gentlemen that I get to serve with are an inspiration to me. It seems like just like kind of a soccer team that everybody brings a different skill set to the table. And so you get to see different and hear different perspectives. So something that I may see as, oh, this seems like totally reasonable. I would be for this. On P&Z night, I might hear a different perspective and go, I never thought about that. Yeah. And so it's very enlightening to me. And so those are things I like about it. And ultimately, being a part of
city
making
growth,
the city great.
Which
I'm
is crazy.
Sold out for Frisco. No, I love Frisco. So being a part of, you know, a behind the scenes part of some of the decisions for the development of Frisco is extremely exciting. We now have the Fields case that will come to us and might be one of the biggest things to ever happen to Frisco.
For sure.
That we may look back later and say, this was, you know, right now we can look back and say Stonebriar Mall, you know, a huge thing. Hall Park, huge thing. And eventually maybe say Fields property, 2,500 acres all being developed in, you know, in one fell swoop, PGA coming here and how many doors that's going to open. So to have the opportunity right now to be a part of something like that, I am truly humbled and excited about. So that's one of the things I love about P&Z.
There's, I think, you know, the Fields, speaking of the Fields, 2,500 acres. I don't think that's just for Frisco. I think that's in DFW, period.
Because
it's
a good word.
I don't think projects of that scale show up, you know, to on P&Z's desks or inboxes every day. So that's something that is really, and I'm excited myself. We don't live far from the Fields, so I think that's going to bring a lot of great things. We're excited about it.
It's definitely a trajectory changer.
And opportunities for kids to play golf and, mm-hmm. you know, another public-private partnership. Just so happy mm-hmm. about it. What else should we know about Brittany Kohlberg? What keeps, you know, you're very busy, obviously, professional business lady, busy with the family. What does Brittany Kohlberg like to do for fun?
Watch my husband sing karaoke. Yeah. We eat out a lot.
Yes.
I love going to, if it has a patio and string lights and live music, I'm there.
You're sold. Okay.
If it has misters, that's a bonus. And that's one of the things I love about Frisco is how many new restaurants, locally owned businesses, mm-hmm. Are coming here because they're excited about what's happening in Frisco. And so we love to eat out. I'm at a soccer field a lot, which I absolutely love. We're traveling a lot for Ava's soccer tournaments. Or I'm driving to Waco to see Caroline. And so a lot of what I do for fun seems to be centered around right now in the season of life, mm-hmm. my family. And so they're going to grow up, and then I don't know what I'm going to do with myself.
Did they tell you yet where they, so obviously Baylor, I told you that Baylor recruited me for basketball, right?
Who didn't recruit you for basketball? Oh, you did tell me. No. You did. But somehow you went where they had ponies for a mascot instead of a bear. Apparently, but whatever. Yeah.
But the coach, Scott Drew, is still there. He seems like he's been there for a long time.
Wow.
It's a great school. Did your daughters, did they have any idea what's next for them? Do they want to live here closer to you guys, or have you had these conversations? Because that's, I'm sure.
Yes.
I think that's a challenge, for the parents to let kids go for good. And it's like, mm-hmm. also, you know, like you let them go to college for the first time. And then, so how has that been for you guys?
Sure. So one of the things that inspires me about Frisco is that everyone's trying to be forward thinking mm-hmm. in making sure this is a place where when you, not only great place to raise your kids, but where your kids will want to come back and make it their home, right? And I'm doing that for selfish reasons so that my girls end up coming back here. Yeah. I hope that they would end up being close after college. I don't know. We're a pretty tight-knit family, and so I can't imagine, you know, Caroline in Alaska and Ava over in Poland.
What if they go to Europe? That would be tough, right?
Yeah, it would be really tough. I'd probably end up moving to Europe.
No.
It's difficult. But yeah, so it's a funny thing because I think as parents, one of our roles is to make sure everything is safe and protected for our kids and raise them well. But ultimately what we're doing is to raise them to not need us anymore because we want them to be independent. And I think that's a hard, especially for a mom, that's a hard transition. And so as they get older and in high school, then they're finally like, hey, I'm going to drive here. Or, hey, I'm going to go such and such. And then you're back to this, wait, I want you to be independent, but I don't want you because now you're just going to end up like moving to Europe. No. but yeah, it's tricky. So I hope they end up back here. But again, Frisco's a great place to be, but I know there's also other places. So
Any parental advice for, you know, up and rising future parents, including myself? I didn't drop it for no reason, of course. Yeah. So
we certainly do not do everything perfectly. A couple of things that I know we've done that I think have worked out well for our mm-hmm. kids is we, especially even in sports, we didn't make that our thing.
Yeah.
That's our daughter's thing. And we did the very best we could to not micromanage. Mm-hmm. We're not her coach. She has a coach. We're her parent. Mm-hmm. So my job on the sidelines is to say, yay, go Ava, which sometimes I do to an extreme and she gets embarrassed. But it's not my job to be like, why did you do such and such? Or, hey, later we need to talk about this play. You should have done blah, blah, blah. That beats kids down. We've seen so many very talented athletes end up quitting way early on. And I think a lot of it was they felt a lot of pressure from the parents. And so again, we didn't do everything perfectly, but that's one of the things I know that we always tried to make sure for Ava, that she was the driving factor in what she wanted to do with sports. And we were just going to support her and love her through it. And so it's worked out so far. She's not burned out at all. She's like itching to play soccer every minute of the day.
You played sports growing up. What did you play, right?
I played cheerleading.
That's competitive.
That is a sport. Thank you.
That is a sport.
And I was on a competitive cheerleading squad, and I never tell anybody this, but I won All-American cheerleader my senior year on that competitive squad. And so that was kind of an accomplishment at
is
that there, time.
Is this like written anywhere? I've never even heard of that. That's
All-American,
awesome.
All-American, yeah.
No, for you to highlight, this is a huge accomplishment. All-American, I mean, cheerleading, I have friends, family friends that are, you know, cheerleaders, professional cheerleaders. I think it's treated as a sport. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not easy to do that. You have to be in amazing shape, extremely flexible, and mm-hmm. it's tough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My mom put me in a lot of different activities starting very young. I started taking piano lessons when I was 3. And so I had piano, violin. My mom put me in cheerleading and sports. I ran track. My mom had me in church a lot, doing choir. And so I grew up with tons of opportunities and activities. And I think that helped shape mm-hmm. who I am today and really instill that in the girls. Again, not in a pressure way, not being a stage mom.
For sure.
But hey, there's so many opportunities. What do you want to try? What do you want to do? Sitting and staring at a screen is not an option.
No.
So it's really just getting out there, getting involved in the community, getting involved in your local church, getting involved with, you know, whatever sport or activity you're interested in, or, you know, whether it's the arts. And ultimately, I think everything starts at home. Family is super important in shaping and instilling values and who you are as an individual. And having that time, even though it's great to be doing activities besides staring at a screen, but to have that time to really just connect as a family, I think is very important and very underrated these days.
That's very, I like how you captured this all, you know, the freedom for kids as they make their choices in life pertaining to playing sports or whatever they want to do is, I think it's critical. And that's what my parents did to me too. They never mm-hmm. forced me to play basketball. Mm-hmm. I played soccer, track, and then basketball. But this, you know, it's a similar case to yours where you just let them be who they are and let them thrive. And you kind of just kind of stay on the side and make sure that they're okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I feel like, you know, it's unfortunate because I see many parents kind of from an observer perspective. And I say this, we don't have kids yet, but I'm an aspiring parent. I'll probably be this coach on the parent coach on the sideline yelling constantly. And
you won't. You'll be great. I know it.
But it's you know, I've seen this before. I used to coach kids basketball. It's so many parents kind of live maybe their dreams, or maybe they want for their children to do what the parents want to do, not necessarily mm-hmm. what the children want to do,
mm-hmm.
which is insane to me. Like, I remember there was this child, a teenager boy, I felt very bad for, and I went to coach him, I went to an interview. It was an interview. And his dad, it was very apparent that I don't think he wanted to do this, and his mm-hmm. dad really wanted to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's something that I think we agree upon that, you know, mm-hmm. it's parents, a role of a parent is very significant and critical, but we cannot force the kids to do something that they don't want to do necessarily.
Of course not.
You know what I mean? So,
and then what's the end goal, right? Because even when you look at the women's national team who just won the world championship, which is so fantastic for women in general and soccer. But ultimately, the end goal is those women are not going to play soccer until they're 80 years old, right? They're going to be in the workforce, or maybe end up, you know, being a full-time mom, or maybe end up dedicating their life to a charity. And so how did soccer shape what they're going to do long-term?
Absolutely.
The end goal can't be just the soccer team, right?
Yes.
I think we're selling ourselves short if that's what we think. We as human beings have so much potential, and we can use soccer as a tool for so much more. So
no, I agree. So speaking of soccer, I think you're gonna appreciate this, you know, your younger daughter. So next weekend, Bayern Munich plays Real Madrid in Houston.
Wow.
Yeah. So
are you gonna go to Houston?
Yes. So
are you serious?
Because yes. So Ashley and I purchased, there's a Polish striker, Lewandowski. I don't know if you know who that is. Mm-mm, well, I'm your sure daughter will know.
Okay, 100%. Yeah, I'm sure.
So he is, I think, for the past decade, the top Polish athlete outside, I think outside of our...
Outside of you?
No. No. Outside of Marcin Gortat, who had a, you know, very tenured NBA career, and I think he's maybe retiring, maybe not. He hasn't announced it yet, but Lewandowski, mm-hmm. Robert Lewandowski has been a striker for Bayern Munich for a long time, a tenured representative of the national team. So I saw that they're coming to Houston.
Wow.
I haven't really followed soccer as much as I ever since I moved here,
mm-hmm.
But we're excited. So
good.
So we'll take a picture. You know, make sure your daughter receives that.
Please do. I need a good Tomas selfie. For those that don't know, Tomas is the best at selfies. He knows the exact right angle, and because his arms are like 3 feet long, it's just perfect. It's not too close. Ashley's trained him well. He knows.
Brittany is signing up to work with Ashley to help establish that business at some point. No, but it's you know, we love to have a good time with good people, and obviously you guys are, to say the least, in that category. So mm-hmm. whenever we can capture some pictures and memories, you know, that's...
You're our go-to guy.
That's what it's about. Not necessarily, but that's what it's about. Capturing memories is the go-to thing. But
well, you know, they say, if you show me your friends, I'll show you your future.
That is true.
And I'm very thankful for you being in our life and just who's in my life to help challenge me and keep me moving forward and supporting me, because you are the average of the five people that you spend the most time with. And it's important to develop those good relationships. And you are amazing at being a relationship builder, and everybody falls in love with you because you are such a genuine and humble and sweet person. And as I'm saying this right now, I wish everyone could see Tomas is just dying because he hates the spotlight on him. but you are, and so I'm thankful that you're in our life.
Thank you. I appreciate it. You know, I think it's difficult not to hide when you're seven feet tall. so I think I've learned to really, it's a blessing. So you kind of take it to your advantage. But, you know, after business day, Ashley always laughs at me, you know, cause I go home, you know, we hang out with the whatever, but I don't need that. Like it's good to have some downtime where you just chill and mm-hmm. you know, because when we go to networking events together, whatever, you always, you know, Brittany stands out because she's a rock star in the city, and you know, I stand out because of my height. So it's something that
you literally stand out.
Sure.
But your identity is not just in your height, Tomas. Your identity is in something so much more. So it's who you are as a person.
Well, I appreciate it. You guys are you know, great friends. I look forward to not only the growth of our friendship. I'm curious to see. And hopefully we can go check out some of the games, you know, for Ava and, you know, at Baylor. And I think if there are any employers listening out there, if you need a college student for an internship, if you will not hire one of the two Kohlberg daughters, I will make that happen.
I love it. They are hard workers.
No, they are. And that's, I think, you know, I think it's needed. Not a lot of, you know, there are folks in college that want to have internship experience. Some don't. Mm-hmm. Some want to have fun. But yours definitely are those that I think always been very focused, just like you guys, and they're on the mission to be very accomplished, mm-hmm. just like Mr. and Mrs. Kohlberg. So
you're sweet. Well, life is short. You got to make the most of it.
No, I agree. So thank you so much for your time.
Thanks for having me. This was fun.
I look forward to releasing this and you know, putting your persona and everything that you bring to the table at this place.
So. Aw, thanks, Tomas. So, I really enjoyed it. Yes. Thanks for having me.
Of course, my pleasure. Cheers.
Thank you for listening to the Tomas Show. Please subscribe and share.
What's going on, podcast? Thanks so much for listening to this conversation with Brittany Kohlberg. If you would like to connect with Brittany or any other previous guests that I had on the show, I'm happy to do it. Send me a message, please. with a reason why you would like to connect with them, and I will do my best to facilitate that introduction for your benefit. Talk to you guys next Monday. Cheers.